Hello, good morning.
Good morning, is this Courtney?
Yes, who am I speaking with?
My name's John. I'm a director here at a company called Local Splash. I believe you were speaking with one of my representatives, Andres or Andy, earlier in the week.
Yeah.
And I think one of my representatives contacted you, and you said that you were looking to sign up today.
Yeah. The agreement was for him to call me today.
He's out today. Yeah, he's out today. He's out. He's out of office. He's sick. He didn't come to work.
So, all right. You have anything here in writings? Can go over?
Yeah, I already have, like, the domain name and everything. He notated your account and everything. So he had it all set up and ready to go. It was just a matter of securing the payment and scheduling a client interview for you, which we could do the client interview today if your schedule allows it. That's where they go over all the services you offer and get the website domain and information on building that site, and then they'll go over the service area.
So the website is... The website that he's gonna build is not a generic. It's gonna be an official website.
The one that he requested for you is in the notes here, but we have to make sure that it's available. So we're gonna put in a bid. We already put in a request actually to hold it for you. The let me see, where did he put it? The LB Faith Handyman Construction.com.
Yes.
Yep. So we put in a request to hold it for you, but we do have to purchase it, and we don't actually get ownership of it for you until we purchase it. So we have to set up your account and put in the bid for that. There already is an lbfaithhandyman.com that you have, right? Without the construction in there? Yeah. So that's all notated.
Yes.
Yeah, he notated everything and got it all set up. It was just a matter of securing the payment with you and scheduling your client.
Okay. All right. As I said to the young lady that, you know, I was actually going to do so. So let's go through this and get it out of the way.
Okay. So he
and, did he know the account that about the getting back those reviews that, you know, we were in a long discussion, you know, and the thing was that I was saying to him that I was using 411 locals working one time, and I have 40 reviews, and all of them just went, and they can't tell me. So he said they can restore that. They can restore that. Is a simple
Yeah, what happens with your Google business profile, sometimes when you cancel an SEO service and they created the Google business profile, it goes down. So we'll have to repin, verify you, gain access to the Google business profile, and then we could get it back up and running again, and that should revive those reviews. Unless they literally went in there and individually deleted them all, which I don't understand why they would do that. That would be like they're attacking you, you know? You know, I don't know why Andy would say, hey, it's 100% going to be there, because I don't know what they did until we log into it and revive that account.
Why he maybe say that? He was saying that the thing is, they are not consistent. The consistency, because they have their number up there.
Instead
of my number. They have a number up there that... Whenever a person.
Companies are bad. You want to stay away from businesses that do that, because if somebody tries to call that number, it doesn't go straight to you. They could sell the lead to somebody else.
No, what happened is they call themselves like a back office, like they answer for you, and then they go straight to you. You know that kind of office thing.
Yeah, I know what you're talking about.
So he was saying, hey, if you, because other places have my phone number, right? And Google might see that, hey, the numbers are not consistent.
you're still going to get a name, address, and phone number cleanup, Courtney. So when you sign up with us, we're I'm going to verify all the information right now when I create your account. I'm not just going to get a card from you. I'm going to verify this information. But once we submit it to Google, all your online listings are going to get updated with that information. Okay, so that tracking number will get removed. We'll take care of that for you.
All right, so let me go. I'm gonna use a different card to pay now, from the one that is on file.
Okay. Let me go into the billing here. All right. And then
let's kind of do that, you know, because
he had you quoted at $299 for a platinum package. So he upgraded your package, but it's just $299 month to month.
He said month to month is $199. So where did the $299 come from?
$199. Did he offer to waive all setup fees on your account?
Yes. Yes. And he said, that based upon what was running that day, program that was running that day, you know, I would be able to get that for $199 a month.
Yeah, usually there's a one-time setup fee of $100. So your initial investment would be $299, and then next month it would be $199, and every month after that would be $199. But your name, address, and phone number cleanup is part of our setup fee. If you go onto our website, that's on every package.
I don't know why he said that, because according to the promotion that he was running, you know, it would be, he said that he was saying that it would waiver and I would pay $199. I don't know why, you know, but he was like going through and said because the promotion for that day, you know, filling that space, what would waiver. You know, so that's why I have it at that, I didn't.
Okay. You know. So he's saying that they were running a promotion on
that,
Did he first talk to you on Monday?
Yeah, he talked to me. Yeah. It was closer to in the morning.
Okay, I mean, honestly, you should have jumped on it on Monday, because now...
No, sir. He said, this is why I am calling. He will promise to call me back today, because he said, let him go ahead and reserve it.
Mm-hmm.
All right? And
okay.
Today... Today, right. We will do that.
Hey. Okay. Don't get frustrated, okay? I just want to make sure, because I have people tell me all the time. He said, she said, you know, try to get a lower rate.
No, I can't.
I'll give it to you at $199, and then I'll talk to Andy about it, but I'll give it to you at $199, and we'll lock in at $199, okay?
Yeah, because I want the thing to start.
You sound like you're solid and you're telling me the truth. I would be frustrated too if that wasn't lining up. So I believe you. Okay.
Yeah, because I sat down and I listened to him and I asked my question and I said, this guy sounds like he knows what, you know, the business is. Because here am I asking these guys a simple question. Why is it that my reviews went down, all of that? And they're giving me all the story. You understand? And yet still I'm. And the moment I said what I said to him and he explaining, it made more sense to me. You know?
Yeah.
So, you know.
So we're going to do it at $199.
Yeah, let's go get this out done. Because I need to go get something.
So how does your name appear on the card? It just says Courtney Rahul?
Yeah, Courtney Rahul.
Narul or Rahul?
R-H-U-L-E.
R-A-H-U-L-E or just R-H?
Sir, listen. Mm-hmm. R-H-U-L-E. Rule.
Okay, and then what?
Only the H make the difference.
I gotcha. What's your street address?
It is 2652 West 28th Street, Riviera Beach, Florida.
Okay, I got it. 33404?
Yes, sir.
All right. Okay, if you could read it four numbers at a time from left to right, and I'll repeat it back to you.
4737.
4737.
Yeah. 0291.
0291.
Mm-hmm. 1048.
1048. 6090. 6090. Okay, the expiration date, month and year?
It's going to be, 526.
526. And then there's a three-digit number on the back.
178.
Okay. And you have a security question on your account. It could be your mother's maiden name, the city you were born in, or your first pet's name.
Simit. Mother's maiden name.
Okay. Simit?
Yeah. S-M-I. T-H.
Oh, Smith. Very easy. Okay. Where are you from originally, if you don't mind me asking?
Jamaica.
Jamaica. Okay. I've been out there before on a vacation.
Oh, yeah.
In Montego Bay.
Oh, okay. Oh, okay. Yeah, Montego Bay.
Yeah, but I went to Trench Town and stuff. When I was young, I used to be... I used to think I was going to be Rastafari when I grew up. I grew up in Southern California, and I'm mixed. So I'm black and white, half and half.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
I used to, my hair used to grow real nappy and curly. Now I just cut it short all the time, but I used to have dreads in seventh grade when I was in middle school and grew them out for
okay.
a while. I used to be like,
okay.
smoking, and then then I had to snap out of it as I got older. By the time the first baby popped out, I said, oh, okay, I can't do that no more. It's either diaper.
Yeah.
All right. So I'm going to send you the receipt and the outline of the agreement. What's a good time for your client interview?
How long the client interview takes?
Usually like 30 to 40 minutes, but we ask for an hour window in case you have extra questions or the call goes over.
Yeah, because, what time you start working Monday?
What time do I start working on Monday?
Yeah.
Well, we're going to be in here 10 a.m. your time, actually, so it's not that early. I can go 10 a.m. until 7 p.m.
Okay. All right. Let's do that in the morning first.
I have a slot today between 6 and 7 if you're available today in the afternoon.
6 and 7.
Yeah.
I could try work with that.
Yeah, I think that'd be better. I mean, I know you're gonna be tired probably from working all day, but
yeah, I want this thing to get off the ground.
Yeah,
and start exactly. it. You know, I don't want no deal right now because from November my thing is the thing is down and we need to make money.
Yeah. Well, what I'll do, I'm gonna schedule it between 6 and 7, and then I'll send you the invitation on your calendar. And if you're just like tired or you want to reschedule it, you know, we could push it for Monday at that time, but let's at least try to knock it out this afternoon and get it done. Okay,
all right, no problem.
All right, well, that concludes the initial setup. You're going to get a confirmation text message with the payment, and you're going to have an outline of the agreement in writing there that you have to sign off on. So when you receive that, make sure to sign off on it, and then they'll dive into the client interview between 6 and 7. If you have any questions, comments, or concerns along the way, our phone number is attached to every text and email you get from our company moving forward. So just call in, okay?
Okay, all right, no problem.
All right, Courtney, it was a pleasure speaking with you. Absolutely, you're welcome. You have a great day.
You too, sir.
All right, bye-bye.
Bye-bye.